Hey everyone, welcome to the Drunken Whalers, where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I am Claire and I'm joined by Sarah. Sarah, would you say hello?
Hi, that was correct. Claire was like, I can't remember the opening, but she did.
I did remember it, but I was also thinking about all the times I've messed up.
And the times that either of us have messed up and you've left it in the podcast.
I don't think I've ever left in you messing up, but I've left in me messing up.
Well, that's fine. You can drag yourself.
I think it's funny. This is who I am.
It is funny.
I'm not even drunk. I haven't had a sip of this cider yet.
I've had like 3 sips.
All right, I'm about to take one.
Here we go. It's fine.
Excellent.
Glug, glug.
Mm-hmm. Glug, glug, bitches. Okay. So yeah, this is Brigmore Witches, which is, it's like the second DLC, but it's essentially like the same thing as the Knife of Dunwall. It's a continuation.
Yeah, you get to like import your save, or I guess you can play it without importing your save, but it's like, I don't understand who would do that or how.
I was curious, it's like, if you're playing Low Chaos, I assume it doesn't matter if you import your save.
Yeah, well, because when I pulled it up, it gave me an option, because, like, I had a high chaos save also, and it was like, hey, which one of these do you want to do? But also, it lets you do a new game, and I guess it's, like, is the default just low chaos, do you think? It must be.
I think so. I think the default would, like, just have to be low chaos, because I don't think, I assume the way it works is if you do good actions, it's not like your city gets better, it just doesn't get worse.
Yeah.
So I think...
Because it's like, it's like, no matter what, it can't be any better or worse than it was during Corvo's, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Brigmore Witches. I'm about to read this opening monologue, which I had to fucking go, like, find a YouTube video for, because Dowd never shuts up.
And you can't pause when he's talking because of how much he doesn't shut up.
It's so annoying. So here we go, the opening monologue. This whole thing is, like, over, like, you know, various images of Dunwall and Dowd kidnapping people and, you know, whatever. Fun, bad things.
Yeah.
So here we go. I gotta channel my Dowd voice. He knew. The black-eyed bastard knew that when my blade stilled the Empress's heart and delivered her daughter to the Lord Regent's men, everything would fall to pieces. He watched me do it anyway, and now the world's gone mad. Plague drives the city down. Corruption rots. A mad killer roams the street at night seeking revenge. The overseers have stormed my hideout in the flooded district, and I am locked in a strange duel with a mad witch named Delilah for the fate of the Empire. I'd say I was being punished, but I know the world doesn't punish wicked people. We make our choices and take what comes, and the rest is void. I can't say I wasn't warned. This melodramatic bitch...
He's so dramatic, still blames the outsider for everything. Cool.
I also like how he's like, I'd say I was being punished, but the world doesn't punish wicked people.
Life isn't fair. Do you think Dowd tells the Whalers that, like, a lot?
He must, right? I don't know. This feels very full of, like, self-loathing to me, so maybe he doesn't care if anyone else is evil.
That's true. Dowd does have a lot of self-loathing in his heart.
Yeah. So, yeah, really, who could say?
Buddy. And this little segment is called Choosing Your Mark, because I was really confused, because there's this little mini mission before the, like, actual mission.
Yeah, but nothing happens.
Like another monologue. Well, yeah, you get to, like, talk to people, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like I need to mention, is this the one that had, never mind, actually. I think it was the other one. But, sorry, I was, like, trying to remember whether it was this monologue or the other one that ended, like, with Lizzie Stride in it, but it must be the next
one,
right?
It's the next one. I wrote that one down, too.
Yeah, because that, yeah. So just ignore that.
So after this monologue ends, like, the loading screen, you know, we'll do its little loading thing, and then you get, like, a cutscene of Dowd putting an audiograph card into an audiograph player and, like, recording his monologue.
I do love that this is how the game starts, is with, like, Dowd recording himself. It's, like, this is just, it's like, really cool and also extremely funny.
It is very funny. I didn't write down, like, the whole thing of, like, what he said, but it's, like, it's been months since I killed the Empress, but it feels like only seconds ago I heard her screaming for her daughter, Emily. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, oh, the men are, like, recovering well, but, like, they don't understand how dangerous the witches are. And he says, like, oh, my mother warned me never to make an enemy of a witch, which you didn't do that, Dowd. She really hates you.
I'm so sorry. This is not what I got at all.
Wait, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, he says, it's been months since I killed the Empress. You know, I still remember, like, Corvo's face going slack with shock, and somewhere in my head, the outsiders laugh. And, you know, the music gets really creepy. And the audiograph ends.
Oh yeah, mine must have been different.
Cool.
I didn't write down the whole thing either, but I don't think it mentioned the outsider laughing at him.
Yeah, mine is like very short. It pretty much is his regrets, and then at the very end, he's like, the outsider's laughing at me, and Corvo shows up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you turn around and Corvo is there, and oh, does he? So there's a whaler behind you, and then when Corvo showed up, did he kill the whaler for you? Because for me, he knocked him out.
Yeah, he killed the whaler. Like, for me, Dowd, like, looks up, there's a whaler looking at Dowd, and Corvo appears behind the whaler and kills two of them.
And, yeah, and there's, like, some book, in your field of vision, there are some books that are, like, floating, so that's fine, probably.
Oh, see, no, I didn't turn around. Like, the Dowd in the cutscene doesn't turn around, so there were no floating books.
Oh, okay. Could you control yourself at all?
So in the cutscene, it, like, Corvo shows up and Dowd says, you've come to collect on our debt. Did you ever think you deserved to lose your empress? That a better man took her life while you gaped like a fool? Come on, Corvo. Prove me wrong. And then you fight him.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't think Dowd, like, said anything to Corvo for me. Like, or at least if he did, I wasn't paying fucking attention. but you just, like, yeah, it's, like, you just, like, I turned around to face him and got, like, an objective marker to, like, defeat Corvo, and then you could fight him.
Yeah.
And I fought him, and I won. I'm not sure, I probably could lose, I didn't bother to try.
There's no way for me to win, I think, because essentially what it's, like, you know, fight Corvo. And the screen will, like, prompt you to block his knife, and if you do that, he will get off balance, so you can attack. But then it goes into, like, a cutscene where he, like, dodges, pushes your arm aside, grabs it, breaks it, steals your sword, and then, like, jabs you in the throat and kills you.
That's incredible. Do you get, like, a little objective failed marker when that happens?
I don't know. I didn't look.
There is a point when that happens, but I can't remember if it's now or later. But I just remember it from my AKS playthrough.
No, I don't remember. So yeah, he jabs Dowd in the throat, and then, like, Dowd wakes up, because it was all a dream.
Dowd's just, like, dreaming about hanging out with Corvo.
Sure is. So, for
sure
me...
Sure is doing fine.
For me, when Dowd wakes up, one of the whalers is, like, trying to wake him up, and Dowd grabs him by the throat and puts a sword to his throat before he's like, oh, wait, that's my dude.
Oh my god, yeah, I just, like, woke up and, like, Dowd, like, sits up and is like, oh, what do you want? Like, he's, like, not polite about it, but he doesn't try to stab anybody.
Yeah, no, Dowd, like, puts his knife to this guy's throat and is like, oh, damn it. Like, he actually is like, damn it. And the whaler is, like, really nonchalant about it. He's just like, sir, Thomas has returned with the info you requested. He's waiting for you below.
I feel like, you know, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this happens a lot.
I think so. I think they're used to it by now.
God, can you imagine? Like, I feel like at that point I'd be like, I quit. Like, bye.
Like, I think this is, you know, a bad boss. I have to go.
Like, right in to ask a manager about that shit.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, basically, like, that ends, like, you know, the little cutscene portion, and you are in Dowd's sad little loft room that has no roof. And if you check the trunk at the end of his sad little bed, you can find a book about, like, port cities.
Yeah, well, so for me, there's that book about port cities, and next to it is a letter from Billy that she sent it.
Yeah, she sent it.
What did your letter say?
No need to waste breath with apologies or excuses. You taught me that. All I can say is that as soon as I left Dunwall, my head felt clear, maybe for the first time. You told me once that people like us burn hot, then burn up. We don't get a chance to start over. No long days in the sun, but I know you, Dowd. Despite all the blood on your hands, you've been stashing coin. No one does that if they're not holding on to something. You've got some kind of plan, some hope for a new life. Maybe you knew, maybe you didn't, but that's what you gave me when you let me walk away. The one thing you said that wasn't possible, and I will never forget that. When the time comes, and it will, I hope you're watching close so you get that chance too. I left a book for you. The world is big, bigger than I knew. There are lots of places where an old man like you could disappear. And that's the end of the note.
Yeah, it's... A, he's not that old yet.
I know.
B, I had the same note, actually. It was exactly the same.
Excellent. I don't know why I have this note, because I didn't let her walk away.
Did you kill her? I thought... Or did you... I guess she... Huh.
What I did is gave her a sleep dart, but the game forces you to kill her.
That's weird.
Like, I sleep darted her instead of killing her, but you still, like, get the, you know, target ended, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So maybe either it, like, knows that you didn't kill her and they incorporated it into Bring More Witches, or it's, like, a glitch.
I just googled it right now, and it says, provided Dowd spared Billy, you will find this. So I guess the game, like, just knew that I didn't kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably...
They knew you would never do that.
I know. So presumably, if I had killed her, I wouldn't have this.
Yeah.
Mm.
I wonder if he'd still have the book.
I don't know. I'll see.
But yeah, there's ports in there. There's a couple ports in Cirkonos, including Karnaca, where we will go someday.
Yeah. The Wikia just says that it's found in Dowd's hideout during the mission. It doesn't say that there's a condition, so I'm assuming it's there either way. Yeah.
So Dowd is thinking about his shitty, shitty future.
Sure is.
Sure is.
There's also, a book on, like, regency and emergency powers, which just talks about how they choose, like, a Lord Regent.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. You guys did a bad job.
We need to have a regent because we know that, like, we want to, like, make it so that people won't, like, assassinate the rulers. And we know that the parliament who, like, chooses the regent would never be fooled by, like, would-be, like, people who want to, like, take over. It's like, well, you guys failed step one. Yeah. But, okay.
You guys didn't do so well.
Good job, parliament.
There's also, like, an excerpt of Dowd's journal on bone charms.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, super long and so annoying. But basically...
It's interesting!
Basically, the beginnings, like, Dowd is, like, they say my mother was a witch, but the truth is that she relied on poisons and, you know, like, she made a lot of hallucinogens instead. So, like,
yeah,
she wasn't a witch, but...
Yeah, she was just, like, an alchemist or something.
Yeah, she was just a really good chemist. But, like, yeah, and Dowd is, like, goes on and is, like, you know, blah, 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 the outsider influences people, the overseers are right to fear us.
Yeah.
And then he talks about the people he knows who have the mark, like Granny Rags, and this was really interesting. He mentioned that Granny Rags carves and polishes the bones of whales. I found a few of her talismans, and with each one I touched, a tiny piece of me departed and settled in with her. What does she gain?
Yeah, what the fuck does that mean? Excuse me?
A longer life? Some other kind of power I don't understand? I don't know, but what the fuck is up with Granny Rags? I really think Granny Rags would have been a way more... Like, Granny Rags should be the protagonist.
A protagonist. I don't know why... They should do, like, a book about Granny Rags.
Interesting.
I wonder if he's talking about, like, the weird fucking rituals he decided was a good idea to do.
I know. I have zero idea what's up with Granny Rags, but, like, I love that she is very clearly the only one who's been marked with this power, who has, like, created something new to bring to this, like, it's not a religion, a cult, I guess.
I don't know. Her fun marriage to the outsider?
I guess. But it's like Corvo and Dowd, they just use the powers. But like, I feel like Granny Rags understands it on a far deeper level.
Yeah.
Like, Granny Rags definitely has a Dishonored podcast.
Granny Rags knows all the lore.
Yeah.
She just like says it, but you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, are the rats you're speaking about a metaphor?
I know, exactly. I mean, I guess it's true, like, Delilah does also go very deep, but I feel like Delilah's, like, creating her own new thing, because she, yeah.
I feel like these games never get into, like, how Delilah feels about the Outsider. She never really, like, talks about him at all.
That's true. I feel like she's only in it for, like, the power and what she can make her things do. And I also wonder, it's like, I don't know what, like, they always say, like, oh, yeah, my mother was a witch, like, the witches who know the Outsiders, but I don't know. I feel like witches sets it apart from the Outsider as opposed to bringing it together, because she's like, this is her gang of witches. So that, to me, feels like they have more power that the Outsider has not given them.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I bet you, because it's like the Overseers, like, really hate witches. I feel like a lot of the people, they're like, oh, these people are witches. I feel like at least half those people are, like, not people who actually, like, do any magic, but just, like, women who do things they don't like.
Yeah, I mean, like, Dad's mom.
Yeah.
Like, Dad's mom who's just good at some sciences.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then this thing also, it goes on to, like, talk a bit more about, like, black bone charms, which are, I guess, I don't know if they've been introduced in the games yet or if they were just introduced here.
I don't think they've been introduced in the game yet. I think they're introduced later. But yeah, corrupted bone charms.
Which basically, like, mechanically in the game, it's like they're bone charms and that they give you, like, a, you know, power, but, like, also they do something that, like, hurts you.
Yeah, like, they're generally, like, your, like, strength in this is increased, but also you take more fall damage or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's this, like, fucked up anecdote in in this journal where he's like, oh, yeah, I had one of these ones that, like, someone gave me, and I used it, and it, like, I can't remember what it did, but basically whatever it, like, did its thing, one of his teeth would, like, rot and fall out.
Yeah.
And, like, after the third time that happened, he was like, fuck this, and he gave it to another one of the whalers, and he's like, yeah, now every time I talk to him, his, like, gums are bleeding, and I wonder what other parts of him, like, he doesn't have any teeth anymore, and I wonder what other parts of him turn black when,
like, what, like, if what you parts just, of his, like,
inside are rotting.
Didn't use that bone charm.
Uh-huh, what if you just throwed it into the fucking sea, Dad?
Or, like, what if you just, like, kept that so no one could find it?
I don't know, it's just, like, such obviously a bad, I don't know, Dad loves to do things that are bad ideas.
I mean, like, that's relatable, but, like, what the fuck? His teeth fell out. He's just, like, missing his teeth.
And, like, I don't think that Dunwall has, like, a lot of options for, like, fake teeth.
I don't know, because you can't see dentist signs in Dunwall.
Yeah.
If you, like, explore around the first floor, there's a bunch of whalers you can talk to and spy on.
And they're all, like, gossiping about Dad. Oh, I have one more thing that I have to mention about this journal, which is that when he talks about the Outsider, he, like, capitalizes, like, you know how when you talk about God, you capitalize, like, he?
Uh-huh.
He does that when he talks about the Outsider.
Wow! What a bitch.
Like, it's only once, but he's, like, talking about, like, he capitalizes, like, his at one point, and I'm like, this is a lot.
Yeah, that's really gay. I'll have to look out for that to see if he also capitalized black eyed bastard.
You have to be respectful when you're cussing out God.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so you can listen to that the whalers gossip about you.
Yeah, like they're like blah 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 blah, what we could turn Dowd in and split the reward, and then they disappear, and I'm like, bitch, I'm right here, you guys are shit spies.
I know. Like, you know you work for an assassin who's, like, very good at being sneaky.
I know. There's also, like, two guys who are, like, one of them is, like, an apprentice who's, like, hey, what we're doing with the witches, like, doesn't pay us anything. And the other guy's, like, forget it. Let's go over, you know, your training. And the apprentice is, like, okay, but Dowd is getting older and kind of strange. If no one else is going to take him on. And the teacher's, like, do you want to wake up dead?
Like, yeah, it's like a lot of times people, like, one person will say to another one, like, man, isn't Dowd, like, shitty or whatever? And the other one's like, we're gonna die if he hears you say that.
I know, it's really funny.
Like, he'll fucking kill you. You know, and one of them is, like, you can talk to him a couple of times, and he's, like, worried about what's gonna happen when Corvo shows up, and Dowd is just like, he's fine. Like, there's a bunch of weepers here, he's not gonna make it past them.
Dowd, you dumbass.
Fool. Yeah. Yeah.
There's also, like, a really hilarious pamphlet about some guy who saw Dowd kill a bunch of dudes. And the premise is essentially, like, Dowd is an evil, horned, heretical monster. If you see a misshapen shadow across your path, run.
It's written in, like, extremely purple prose. It's so good. Yeah. It's, like, It's talking about, like, the when he saved Billy from the overseers at the Rothwild Slaughterhouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, unless it was different, but yeah, for me, it was, like, talking about that and, like, describing all, I mean, it also, it said, like, oh, he killed all these people, and I was, like, bitch, I worked very hard to do that bit without killing anybody. Fuck you.
But yeah, it's very, like, ridiculously funny. I am a horned heretical monster. There's also, if you talk to one of the whalers who's, like, standing by the windows, he's like, oh man, the overseers are idiots. Maybe now their death will make the living see reason. And that is like, no, they're stupid. But if you look outside the window, the whalers outside are, like, taking overseer bodies and tossing them onto a bonfire.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, for me, we didn't kill them. So you could look outside. You could look outside and they were, like, you could talk to that same whaler, probably, and he was, like, basically kind of talking about, like, how, like, oh, like, the overseers are here, aren't we worried that they're gonna get out? And Dowd was basically just like, whatever. And you could look outside and see them kind of in penned off and being guarded.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, you don't kill them in the chaos.
That's nice. You can also find what I consider to be the most important piece of literature, which is Thomas's journal.
Which is right in front of him, so you just sit and read it in front of him.
I didn't realize that at first. I picked it up and I talked to the guy next to the journal. And it turned out to be Thomas. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. I could have at least given you the appearance of privacy.
Well, you can't tell because it's like, it's not like, you know, usually when you like face somebody, it like says who, it like will say their name, but it just says assassin.
I know.
Like, is Thomas isn't important enough?
I was mean. I love Thomas.
He doesn't do anything, but that's valid.
He just has like a really gay journal.
Yeah. It's extremely gay, you're right.
I'm gonna read some parts of it because it's very good. The beginning pretty much is like, our troubles began with a name. A mystery given to Dowd by the face he sees in his dreams and whose voice he hears when kneeling at the shrines hidden in the lost parts of the city. None of us know the voice, only the power. Which, gay!
It's extreme. Like, that description of Dowd and the Outsider is so fucking gay.
And then, like, the middle part just tells you exactly what happens in the Knife of Dunwall.
In case you forgot.
Yeah. Or if it took you a really long time to get this DLC, I guess. And then the end of it is like, now our resources are strained. Some of the men are grumbling. I see the strain on Dowd's face. Killing the Empress, handing over her daughter. Those are not easy burdens to bear, and Lurk's betrayal weighs on him heavily. His sleep is troubled by curses and shouts. And then there's like a little bit about their plans to strike back at Delilah. And then it ends with, I have no secrets from my master. My loyalty is without question. But I fear these may be the last days of the Whalers. Perhaps the last days of Dowd.
Sure might be.
Thomas, my dude. First of all, I would not write that down.
I know.
Is it like the equivalent of like leaving your offer letter for a new job on your work computer?
Well, he said, he basically is like, I'm really loyal, but damn, this shit sucks.
Pretty much.
Which, you're right, it does suck.
It does suck, but, like, maybe you could, like, talk to Dowd about it instead of just writing it in your journal, which the game specifies that this whole journal's written with a careful hand.
Oh, okay. Thomas is sweet. It's, like, sweet that he's, like, so worried about Dowd instead of, like, worried about the fact that he's probably gonna die if Dowd dies, but...
Yeah, it's such a man. I feel like he's got a very analytical mind.
Yeah. From which we can gather from this journal and the like three times we ever speak to him.
I know. So yeah, then I talked to the guy right next to this journal, which was Thomas. So and I'm assuming he says the same thing to you, which is he's found Lizzie Stride, but she can't lend us her boat because she's in prison. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. And he's like looking at a wanted poster for Lizzie.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to get a better look at, so I like had to, but he was in front of it. So I had to like jump on top of the table to look at it. But I don't know what I did. I accidentally like attacked him, and it like the game doesn't like it when you do that.
That is so funny. So especially because you could see wanted posters for Lizzie Stride all throughout the Knife of Dunwall.
I know. I just wanted to look at it. I love her. Anyway, he like got alerted and tried to attack me, and I got a game over for irreconcilable hostilities, whatever that means.
Irreconcilable.
So funny. I guess whatever. It's fine. Reloaded. It was fine.
So yeah, basically, Dowd is like, okay, it's fine that she's in prison. She's got enemies in there. We'll make it work. And then Thomas is like, okay, you want to go now or should I wait? Yeah.
Or you have to pick up your gear. Oh, maybe yeah. You don't have to, but you can.
No, I don't know if you have to. I just did it before I talked to Thomas, so I didn't realize.
There's a nice little rune in there. So that's nice.
It was nice. I was appreciative of that. And my wrist bow, which I really like.
The wrist bows are cool. Like, it, like, hooks onto, like, a gauntlet and, like, snaps in. And so it's just, like, a crossbow that you don't have to hold.
It's really neat, but also, like, I have to assume that so many people have shot themselves through the hand.
Oh, just unbelievably, like, all the time. Presumably, I don't know, do crossbows usually have a safety? Probably not.
I don't know. Do you think I've ever shot a crossbow?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how crossbows work. Well, I haven't. I'm not that cool.
I mean, I think with crossbows, you have to load the bolt. So if your bolt is not loaded, then you won't shoot yourself in the hand. But because the wrist bow is done without loading, I have to assume that this man is just like, Jesus.
It has to. That does make the question of, like, where the bolts are. Because, like, there's not really whatever. It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm curious, but you're right. I guess maybe they, like, load automatically through the gauntlet. I don't know. I'm really to suspend disbelief on this, considering there was, a television screen.
Consider that you have magic powers. Like, you know what? Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's basically it for this little bit.
And then after this, they will tell you why you're going to get Lizzie Stride, because it's, like, the start of a new mission. And there's another goddamn monologue.
Which Claire's written down.
I know, I wrote it down this time. Which is this. Delilah doesn't leave Brigmore Manor anymore. She doesn't have to. Which means I have to come to her. The manor's upriver, far out past the quarantine line. So I'll need a ship. I lived in Dunwall's underworld a long time. I know all the players. Gang leaders, madams, corrupt officials. But what I need is a smuggler who knows the river, someone I can trust. It's a reflection of Dunwall, or perhaps myself, that after all of these years, the best choice I have is Lizzie Stride. And Lizzie Stride is in jail. and the scene playing during this monologue, the Dunwall scenes, and then one scene of a woman in jail who is, like, leering at the camera.
Her mouth is bloody.
Yeah, she's like an undercut, tons of tats, and her teeth are all bloody because behind her there's a guard holding his bleeding hand. So, like, she's just gone to town on this dude's head.
And if you all remember from journal, like, books in previous missions, Lizzie Stride's teeth are filed into points.
I love her.
I love her. She's so fucking scary.
She's wonderful.
She's great. She's the best thing about Brigmore Witches.
And so, yeah, then you can start the mission, and Thomas basically takes the place of Billy in that he will show up to give you information at random intervals and scare the shit out of you.
And then immediately disappear. Well, actually, for me, he never showed up.
He didn't show up probably is because in this one, but I think it's because of the point of the mission.
Yeah, and, like, the fact that he can't just be like, okay, I'm in prison with you.
I know. So, yeah.
But yeah, so it, like all the other missions in Knife of Dunwall, this one starts with, like, a screen where you can buy your equipment and whatever, and you can do like special actions and to spend money to, like, get favors. And one of the ones you can do for this mission is there's been an overseer who was called to Coldridge for some reason, and you can have him be intercepted and steal his uniform, and so you can go in dressed as an overseer, which I did.
I think that's,
it's called Overseer Dowd.
That's so good. I did not do this specifically because I wanted to do both ways, and it was a lot easier to Google the cutscenes with Overseer Dowd than cutscenes without Overseer Dowd, so I did it without getting this favor.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, Thomas will show up and pretty much say, like, we don't know where they're holding Lizzie Stride because we couldn't get into the prison. They're playing Overseer music over the loudspeakers, so we couldn't get in. First of all, like, my dude, get some earplugs.
Yeah, you'd think they could do, like, a wax siren thing here, but I guess these kids haven't figured that out.
I don't know. I mean, like, maybe there's something to the thing that it's, like, the music, it doesn't have to be heard, and maybe it, like, just disrupts the body.
Well, but yeah, because it's these, like, mathematical whatever. So, yeah, maybe maybe it does something to the air, not to you. Although it does just clearly disorient you.
I don't know. I thought of this theory just right now, but maybe it, like, if magic is, like, through, like, vibrations and, like, whale song, then it, like, disrupts the vibrations So, like, humans can't really hear whale song the way whales can, because we're not whales. Yeah. So, like, they have, like, whale song magic. They have whale song magic, and, like, the ancient music, like, disrupts the vibrations they need to use it. That's not confirmed or anything. That's just my theory based off right now when I was thinking about it.
Yeah. I wish you could, like, hear what the outsider has to say about the music.
I know.
I think that would be interesting. Because I bet if he heard it, it would, like, not be good for him.
Ooh, interesting. Yes. It probably would be bad.
Yeah. File that away for fanfiction ideas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I started the mission, Thomas, unless I just fucking forgot, I don't think he shows up. Instead, it's, like, you get a scene of, like, Doubt adjusting his cuffs a little, because it's the cuffs of the overseer outfit, and he, like, puts on the overseer mask.
Yeah.
And basically, he's like, well, so where, do you start the mission, like, by the sewer?
Yes, yeah, so if you're being Overseer Dowd, you start it on the gate, and if you are...
And you have to, like, talk to a guard.
Yeah, and if you are not being Overseer Dowd, you start in the sewers, which are actually the sewers in the very first mission of the game. This is where Corvo Atano escaped from prison and went through. You're just going the opposite direction.
Remember that? Yeah, because, yeah, the very end of that mission, you, like, jumped into the water and swam to the sewer, but it's been drained now, because they're like, we don't want anybody doing that again.
Yeah, so they drained it so that you couldn't escape to the sewer, and I really think that, like, possibly maybe they should just have, like, a sewer gate that no one can open.
Well, yeah, they just still left the sewer, like, open. It's like, I feel like you did not fix the correct part of this problem.
Yeah, but either way, like, you can go leave the sewer and, like, just climb up the rocks. There's, like, a little note about how you can't, like, use any of your magic because they're playing overseer music, which Thomas mentions is because there was, like, a heretical spy caught at Dunwall Tower, and that's why the overseers are coming to investigate. Except they're not, mm-hmm. because they're you.
Doubt it.
Yeah.
If you're Overseer Doubt, you, like, start at, like, the normal entrance, and you, like, go talk to a guard, and the guard's like, fuck you, you're late. And Doubt's like, shut up. there was a problem with the water lock. And the guard basically says, you can go, like, okay, if you go straight through, you'll go to the interrogation room. Don't go anywhere else, because you're not allowed to. And, like, don't, like, go exploring or talking to the prisoners or whatever. And it's basically just, like, a huge dick. But then you can just walk in.
Yeah. I just went, because I was killing people, it kind of didn't matter, so I killed the two guards, and I killed the two guards on the inside, and then just for funsies, I went out to the courtyard where three men are about to be executed.
Yep, I did too.
And I saved them. I actually noticed on the loading screen, it says, like, several guards who are on duty during Corvo Atano's escape are being executed today, so I went and found them. Dowd says, like, they don't hesitate to kill their own. So I killed the executioner, and I saved those guys.
That was nice. You can overhear, like, some of the watch people, like, their dialogue. You can overhear them, like, talking about the executions and, like, saying, like talking about how they were being executed for letting Corvo escape.
I actually listened to that whole I loaded this game, the portion, like, four or five times so I could hear their whole conversation, which was mad interesting. but yeah, like, so if I went through, like, the courtyard to save those people, if you talk to them, they'll be like, why did you save us? And Dowd's like, give me information on Lizzie Stride so that they can, we'll just tell you, like, how the prison works and, like, what you need to do to open her cell.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I was like, thank you. Now I don't have to go exploring. But yeah, the two guards are, like, talking about how it bothers them, like, the execution bothers them. And they're like,
yeah, because they're like, well, like, they're like, they didn't, like, do anything. Like, nobody could have stopped him.
Yeah.
Although one of them did give you the key. It's like one. It's like that guy who gave you the key.
Yeah, Thorpe. Some guy named Thorpe gave you the key. But yeah, like, they're like, no one could stop Atano once he got the key. You've seen him train, haven't you? And the way he went off that bridge. How do you stop a man who makes a jump like that? Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's more than human.
And they're like, it's really interesting to me, because it's like, they seem to kind of assume, they're like, oh, like, don't you hear what they say about him, that he's, like, you know, has magic powers? And it's like, well, he does, but he didn't write that.
I know, like, he does, but he also just got out of this prison because he's good at this.
Yeah, even after, like, having after been there for, like, 6 months, he was still like, bye.
I know. There's also, like, two prisoners who are, like, speculating whether or not Corvo is the masked killer. Very interesting. So one dude is like, yeah, Corvo's definitely the killer. The second guy's like, no, like, he's not some crazy mass killer. I saw him at the riots, you know. I remember he was like really cold and like thoughtful almost. I bet when he left here, no one saw a thing until their necks snapped. And the other guy says, yeah, but that was then. You're forgetting about the Empress. That was when he had something to lose. People don't, and the other guy's like, people don't change that much. And the last guy's like, yes, they do. You just haven't been there to see it happen.
Yeah, it's like, it's so interesting because I feel like this, it's like, honestly, like right here is like when you get like maybe the most like, I feel like that guy saying that he's thoughtful and cold is like the most direct characterization you ever get of Corvo.
Like, you know, like my impression of him has always been like kind of thoughtful, like obviously really good at his job, like very thoughtful, good at his job, but like, I don't know, I would say deliberate would be like the thing I think about him, but yeah, this is like the most characterization we've got about him is that he's quiet, doesn't socialize well, and like is deliberate.
Yeah, from what you know of him, it's like, yeah, that all tracks, but it's like you've never really been told, like you kind of just have to like get that implicitly.
Like, because yeah, in Dishonored 1, like the most characterization you get is that he's very loyal, which is like great.
Yeah,
like he's very loyal and good at his job, but like that's not really like, you could say that about a lot of bodyguards.
Especially, you know, when they're like dating their like person they're bodyguarding.
There's also
I enjoy that conversation.
That's also what I had to reload like 4 times because like guards who wanted to attack me kept interrupting me when I was listening.
And
to
you were like, shut up, I'm listening, guys, I'm listening to these guys, stop it, they're trying to kill me.
I had to like systematically go around and kill all of the guards and like come back to the cell block so that no one can attack me so I can listen to it.
Yeah. I kind of went around, like, knocking people out, because it's very easy to knock people out, like, in the kind of, in the area that you're allowed to be in as the overseer, because you can just, like, literally, mostly you can just, like, walk behind them and knock them out, because they're not scared of you.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, pile them up in a corner.
Nope, I just killed everyone. It was great.
That's fine. They deserve it.
They sure do. But, like, before you get Lizzie out, you can also go to the interrogation room, and yes, find, like, that person who they were bringing an overseer in for. I remember the first time I played this, I was, like, thoroughly freaked the fuck out by this room.
It's, like, weird as hell. And, like, especially because it's, like, if you're playing as the overseer, they tell you to go there. So you're kind of expecting some weird shit. But if not, you just, like, wander in there and it's, like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So basically, like, this used to be a normal interrogation room. Like, we were here before when Corvo was being tortured. But it has been, like, it's as if roots, like, burst through the walls in the ground.
It's like Sleeping Beauty Castle.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So like there's tons of tree roots and vines, and the person sitting in the interrogation chair is like charred. They're burned to a crisp. They're just,
it's not a good look.
It's disgusting. It's like really, really creepy. And you go in there and it's just spooky, and you can hear like a vague sort of like whispering chanting.
Because there's a bone charm in there, so you hear the hissing from it.
I think it was still there when I was done with like the rune. And like there's a log book on the desk for like interrogation logs, which like they're so evil.
They're really bad. It's like they accidentally killed some people. Like there's this one guy, there's like method of interrogation, like the water tank. Subject accidentally drowned. It's like great.
Yeah.
Good fucking job, you guys.
There was also one that was, like, method engagement with phobia spiders, and, like, the outcome they wrote for that. God. The subject gave up info before we even brought out a spider.
I would be as uninto that as is possible.
But, yeah, like, the interrogations are, like, fucking awful. There's also, like, a note to some, like, officer that's, like, from your friend in A25, which is asking for access to documents concerning, like, the new experimental choke dust. They're like, yeah, I will obviously be very discreet and these will remain confidential, but could you have a guard bring these by my cell? Which I did go check out cell A25 and it's empty.
Oh, really? Well,
it's not empty. Like there's no person.
Did you go in there?
I went in there, but like, it was like, a bunch of books and like a lot of books about like, experimental security measures for prison and like arc pylons and stuff.
And there was that one where it was like talking about prisons and like other places, including Tivia.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And they're like, I think it was in here. It was like talking about like prisons in other places. It was like, oh yeah, in Tivia they don't have like wall. They instead of having prisons, they have like labor camps, and basically they don't have walls because it's like, it's basically Russia, so it's like in Siberia basically.
So yeah, if you leave, and you're so just gonna die.
Yeah, it's like they're like, hey, you can leave if you want. Like, you'll fucking freeze to death and die, but you can leave.
Yeah. No, I didn't read
so
that.
That's fine.
But yeah, there's like some plans for like baffle dust, which I didn't look at, but I presume it causes confusion. It's confusion dust.
Yeah, it's like because you can pick up the plan. I guess I assume you can make it after you pick up those plans, but yeah, there was a description of it. Basically, it works the same as choke dust, except they forget about you, I think, after.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
They see you. So it's like you can use it to, because like choke dust, you can use it so they can't like get to you at the moment, but they'll like still be alerted. I assume baffle dust like makes them like
forget
that you were there.
Interesting. Either way, it's like I'd never known about this your friend in 825 before, and you never find out who it is. And I'm like so curious. I even went to the wiki to be like, who the fuck is this? And there's no answer.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. I don't like it.
I hadn't done this either because like there's like a way that you can open the cells, which is how you get Lizzie out, and so you can also open other cells.
Yeah.
So Arnold, if you are in Low Chaos or if you didn't kill Arnold Timsh, he's in here.
What?
And he's like yelling. If you like walk by him, you can hear him like yelling at the guards, being like, hey, like, I'm writing down all your names, like, you should let me out, like, don't you see how, like, wrong this is, whatever.
I love that. I murdered him, so.
There's a note by his cell that says, like, he doesn't have any money, don't listen to his bribes.
That's so funny!
I know. And I opened his cell door because I wanted to see if you could talk to him, but, like, you can't interact with him at all.
I know, you can't interact. This is the most annoying thing. Like, you can't interact with any of the prisoners. They'll mostly just, like, if you choose to talk with them, they'll say, like, go away, or I'm busy, or, like, you have an ugly face, or whatever.
Yeah, it would be so much cooler if you could, like, chat with them.
I know.
Because, especially, like, if, like, because I was in an overseer costume, so, like, maybe it makes sense that they're, like, fuck you. But, like, for you, it's, like, you'd think, like, since everybody fucking knows Dad, like, shouldn't they be, like, oh, hey, Dad, what's up? What the fuck are you doing
here? I know.
Here?
I was really hoping that there would be, like, an option to, like, release all of the prisoners.
Yeah, it's, like, that there should be, right? Like, that would be cool.
That would be a great option, but there was not. So, unless I individually felt like...
Dowd, not that much of a friend of the proletariat.
Yeah. And I'm sure I have some enemies in here, so maybe it's for the best.
That's true. If you let some people out and they're like, there's a bunch of hatters in here and they're all like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, there's also like a bunch of nodes that are like, keep the hatters and the eels in separate blocks because they're in a gang war, so they'll try and kill each other.
Yeah, which, that's fine, probably.
That is fine, probably.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I completely got us off track, but I'm not done talking about the interrogation room.
Oh, sorry. Continuing. Oh,
there's like
We didn't talk about the audiograph.
We didn't talk about like the important thing in this room, which is there's an audiograph on the table, and if you listen to it, it's like a recording of the interrogation. So like it's some motherfucker being like, you know, are you comfortable? All right. Like, how did you get into the tower? Was it one of the servants? Was it one of the guards? Nothing? All right, let's use the smaller hammer.
And so you hear, like, her get, like, fucking hit with a hammer.
Yeah, you hear her scream. And then the, like, officer recording this is like, can't tell if you felt that. Let's try again. And then he's like, wait, do you hear a kind of ringing in your ears? What's happening to her face? Is she going to? Oh, no. Oh, no. Shoot her. And the audio, like, graph background is like, I guess this would probably be, like, the vines growing in, but it really just sounds like wind and, like, there's a bunch of gunfire and screams, and then it just goes silent.
I assumed it was her, like, setting herself on fire.
Oh, it could be that also. I really couldn't say.
Yeah, but basically, clearly it's bad. Clearly she was a witch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's lovely. Love this charred, burned body of it. Dimly lit, unsettling interrogation room that I promptly left.
Yep. Like, okay, now we're gonna go back there.
I was like, you know what? I'm done here. Gotta go. Yeah. So after this, then you can go and find Lizzie. For me, she was, like, in cell A00, which, like, the watch guard who I saved from being executed told me. But, like, you can also find it in, like, logbooks.
Yeah, there's, like, logbooks everywhere that say where she is. And that's what's interesting. That must mean it was randomly generated where she is. Because for me, she was in C28.
Ooh, interesting.
That is interesting because like it's kind of easier to get some places than others.
I know, yeah, I did notice that because the first time I played this game, I felt like it was really, really hard to get her out, but this time it was
Yeah.
very easy because she was right next to, she's right next to whatever this was, but.
Yeah, so yeah, I never realized that. But yeah, because there's like three floors with prisoners, and it's like there's each like floor has its own guard, and it's kind of annoying if you have to go down a lot of stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and there's like a
I just
you
Googled
find a
it
note
to
that
see.
basically.
She can appear in three different rooms.
Oh, okay.
Actually, five different
That makes
rooms.
sense.
It's like there's a whole list of like who is in this chapter. So it's like Lizzie Stride in five different cells, like Arnold Timpsch, and then this guy named Lucas Penrow, who I didn't go talk to, but he's the one
Yeah,
who
me
tried
either.
to attack and kill her. And he's the only one you can interact with. He'll ask you to open the door to a cell and then he'll run away.
Oh, that's
Which I
fair.
didn't do, but you know. Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah, so once you find out where Lizzie is, there's like a control panel that you can go find,
Yeah.
where you can like set it to unlock cells, and it's like you like tell it what cell to unlock, so you can basically you can use it to unlock Lizzie's cell, and also there are a couple cells that like have stuff in them. And so if you can see them, I like went around and noticed and like found all those and then like wrote down which ones to open, and you could just go open all of
Yeah,
them.
that's what I did too. I was like, I'm not gonna go open every single one.
So you go find Lizzie, and she's like fucking tied up. It's not
She's
good.
in like one of those like awful stocks that Teague Martin was in, the ones that like force you to kneel with your hands like
Yeah.
tied neck high. Like I said, she's a beautiful woman.
She's beautiful. She's passed out as she's like fucked up as hell.
Yeah, she's so. Like she again, shaved head, so many tats, filed teeth. She also has bare feet. I don't know what that's about. I would so
Well,
not
because
be.
there's like a room there's like a rumor that she has webbed feet.
Oh, is that what it is? I love that.
Which I guess she encourages by being a weirdo.
Yeah, basically, they're mean as shit to each other. I feel like this is like a prime example: woman love woman, men love men, solidarity. But it's also antagonistic as hell.
Yeah, Dad and Lizzie are buds, but they're not like happy about it. Yeah, because yeah, you have to like wake her up.
Yeah, I ripped out the whole
And she's been.
transcript because it was so funny. It's like, Dad's like, wake up, Lizzie. And Lizzie's like, I'm not telling you shit. And she's like, hey, wait, who the fuck are you? And Dad's like, Dad!
Like, duh, don't you know me? I'm wearing a mask. Like, for me, it's like I'm wearing a mask, so it's like it's fine that you don't fucking recognize me.
Yeah. And Lizzie's like, essentially, like, right, Dad. Well, whoever sent you, I can pay double. And Dad's like, actually, I'm here for free. You can just owe me the favor.
And she's like, what kind of favor?
He's like, doesn't matter, you'll be dead another day in here.
What kind? She's like very adamant. She's not gonna let you break her out unless she knows what she's getting
I
into.
love her so much. Dad
I
says, a boat ride upriver past the blockades. Very easy.
Yeah. And basically Lizzie is like basically like, well, you're out of luck. My boat, which is the Undine, it belongs to someone else. It's like second in command, double cross me, a little shit named Edgar Wakefield.
And Dad's like, I'm familiar with this. Can you walk?
Dowd knows all about being betrayed by his second in
Yep.
command. Oh, Lizzie says, like, if you can get, like, because Dowd's like, hey, can you walk? And Lizzie's like, if you can get me out of here, I can fly.
Which is like a lie. He
Yeah, it's
releases
not.
like the weird stock thing she's in. She stands up and then like immediately is like, oh, you know, Dad, and then she passes out.
It's like, oh, clearly you can't walk. But also it's like when he's like, okay, I'll let you out, and she's like, okay, cool, I'll just get my tiara.
Right, I love that.
Love her so
They have
much.
such dicks to each other. I truly love it so much.
It feels like what like people like pe like different like leaders of like gangs who aren't really rivals but probably aren't like friends would treat each other.
Yeah,
Cause
and I
like so
mean,
she leads the Dead Eels, so she's like at war with the Hatters, but she's like, I guess the Wailers are fine.
yeah, it's like I feel like it's very like, well, he's not directly my enemy, so it's better if we're on each other's good side, but we know we don't really. Like, we know we're only friends because of these politics.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like
Yeah.
very, very easy to carry her out because I had murdered everyone at this point.
Yeah. My fun anecdote about carrying Lizzie Stride out of this prison is that the first time I played this game, as I was carrying her out, I, like, it, you, it's, like, because you have to carry her, so it's, like, sometimes you have to, like, put her down to, like, if you want to, like, fight anybody.
Right.
And I did that, and I, to, and, like, dealt with some, like, watch people or whatever, you know, and then picked her up and just left. And, like, I got all the way out, and I was, like, why is this objective marker for Lizzie's stride not pointing, like, why is it pointing in the way that I came? And it turns out that without noticing, I had picked up one of the guys that I just, like, killed instead of Lizzie and just left her there on the ground.
That is so not what I thought you were going to... My guess for how this mission went wrong for you is you were going to say that you rewired the arc pylon and you carried her out past the arc pylon and it kills her.
Oh my god! Can that happen?
I think so, because it's not attuned to her. I haven't done this.
God.
So, like, I can't confirm. I don't know. But my guess is that, yes, that can happen.
That would make sense. Well, and with the arc pylons is interesting because, like, there are arc pylons, but they don't have tanks of oil in them.
Yeah, they do.
So it's like you can rewatch. Oh, for me, they didn't.
Mine did because it ran out.
probably because, like, they were in the areas where I was allowed to walk around.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Without it being like you're in a hostile area. So, but yeah, it's like they didn't have tanks of oil. So it's like if for me to like have rewired them, I would have to rewire them and then fill them up.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. I thought you were saying there was not a way to have a whale oil tank. You're just saying they emptied it so that you wouldn't be dead.
Yeah, because, like, there was, like, some, like, 3 whale oil tanks, like, against a wall. And, like, so I could have, like, picked one up and put it in if I wanted.
Okay, I get it. I understand. I'm with you.
But, yeah, so you get to just cradle Lizzie. Actually, you throw her over your shoulder is how you carry bodies in this game.
Yeah, so you throw her over her shoulder and you go back down to the sewers. And Thomas shows up, and Dad's like, hey, make sure she doesn't die. And he's like, cool, ready to go? And you're like, yeah, I'm tired. Let's get lost.
Yeah, like, this sucked.
This wasn't fun. I don't like prison.
Weird. Also, it's like he's had to, like, listen to everybody talk about Corvo, which I assume is just always, like, he's clearly been dreaming about Corvo murdering him. So, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I thought all the Corvo stuff was the most... I mean, obviously, I love Lizzie Stride, and she's the most important part. But, like, all of the Corvo details were so interesting.
Yeah, no, I like, getting to see, like, people talk about Corvo from, like, Dowd's perspective, I think is always very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously, Lizzie is great, but there's more of her in the next mission when she's awake for more of it.
I can't remember what it's called. It's, like, Draper's Ward or something.
Yeah, or the Dead Eels or something. Oh, yeah, this one is called a Stay of Execution for Lizzie Stride.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's really good.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. She's cool. I'm glad that she's the one that Dad was like, yeah, I guess she'll help me.
I know. I think it's funny. He's like, I can trust Lizzie Stride. I'm like, really? You're going to trust this woman?
Like, she's scary, but okay.
Like, I definitely sleep with her, but, like, I would not trust her.
Yeah, it's a mood.
Yeah. Whatever. Dad's his own person.
Dad's fine. But yeah, so that's the thing. I didn't kill anybody again. I'm even though I left bodies around, I kept being like, the rats are gonna fucking eat them. But nobody got eaten by rats.
That's so excellent. I'm glad. There were like a fair amount of rats in my thing.
Oh yeah, in your high chaos playthrough, yes, really?
There were lots. So many.
That's fine. That's a good thing to have in your shitty prison.
Isn't it just? Great. Love to be in prison.
Don't we all?
So yeah, so our next one will be more Lizzie Stride, which I'm so excited for because she's just a goddamn delight.
Yeah, but you have to get involved in her gang war, which I'm sure Dowd feels great about because he's feeling good about gang wars right now with your second in command.
Ugh, excellent. Love that.
Oh god, yeah, thinking about all the shit that happens in that mission is like a lot. There's like a lot.
There is a lot, and I am excited for it.
Hey, where can people find you on the internet,
Claire? Oh yes, you can find me at SurrealistTrees on twitter.com, and I will include a link to our intro and outro music in the show description, but it's Goosebeak Whale by Alps.
Yeah.
Love whales.
Find me on... Love whales. You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby, and you can find the podcast at Drunken Whalers, where I post exclusively jokes from whale facts and screenshots of me and Claire's Discord conversations.
I know. I feel like every time I log into Twitter, it's like, here's a screenshot of you and I talking about Dishonored. Premium content, baby.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, if you're clearly missing out if you're not following our Twitter.
All right, well, that was whatever the name of this mission is.
A stay of, I literally I'm, just said it. It was a stay of execution for Lizzie Stride.
Thank you. Yes, uh-huh. That's the end of our mission. So thanks, everyone.